The Global Evangelical Church Ghana has asked the Electoral Commission to ensure that next year's elections are free, fair and transparent. It also asked political parties and their leaders to be tolerant of each other and refrain from the use of indecent language. These were contained in a communique issued at the end of the church's synod in Accra. The occasion also marked the outdooring of the new moderator, Reverend Dr. Edem Tete. Yvonne Atilego reports.
The communique also raised concerns about the high moral decadence, child abuse and illegal mining activities that has engulfed the society. It notes that illegal mining activities are destroying the environment, culminating in flooding and environmental degradation. The church asked government to implement laws on such activities in order to protect the environment. It also urged the Christian community and other religious bodies to partner government to fight against negative moral tendencies such as homosexuality and armed robbery. The Synod Clerk of the Global Evangelical Church, Reverend Prinsepe, said as the 2012 presidential and parliamentary elections approach, it is the duty of all actors in elections to exercise restraint and conduct peaceful campaigns which will be devoid of insults and acrimony.
It's a concern of the Global Evangelical Church that all the political leaders who play their game well, we want campaign as devoid of insults and acrimony. We want civility to prevail in everything that we do. We are praying that peace will prevail in the country. We'll continue to make our voices heard and we offer conferences and issue our community as a way to live around.
The newly elected moderator of the church, Reverend Dr. Edem Kweku Tete, asked the Electoral Commission to ensure that there are no delays during the elections and entreated government to make funds for logistics available during the period.
We shall be appealing to our congregation to pray, and we must also educate our people to behave well, to see even political opponents as their own brothers and sisters. The Electoral Commission has always done its work well, and I think that they must also encourage the media to be more positive and not negative. Looking at things realistically, the Electoral Commission must make sure that we don't have delays anywhere, but they must provide enough logistics for the election to be very peaceful.
Reverend Edem Tete, who outlined his vision for the church, said during his tenure, the church will partner government to bring development to the country.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.